seriously popular.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to The Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure, Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of, the showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore. My Sidebar sidekicks today are Resi Gadger.
Woohoo!
Thank you for that. Bobby Norris is back.
Hello, sweethearts.
Hello, darling. In this episode, it's all about last night's Oscars, Sharon Osbourne's reign over the Celebrity Big Brother house, Madonna and Kylie together at last, and a slip-up from Helen Flanagan. Shall we, darlings? So we find ourselves yet again on the sidebar. No shame here. This is the sidebar of fame. Every Monday, I, TV's Richard Arnold, now podcasting's Richard Arnold, will be coming together with a pair of my shiniest showbiz pals for a cheeky gossip about the biggest stories from the world of entertainment. And today I'm joined by TV and radio broadcaster Resi Gadger. Resi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
That remains to be seen. And Bobby Norris, he's back.
I'm back.
This weekend, obviously, the award went to the best mum. I mean, it's Mother's Day. I had a cracking day with my old girl. It was so funny. Mum's a loose 86, right? And regular viewers of Good Morning Britain on the old day gig that I do will know that I sort of take quite a lot of care of mum. So I'm there most days. And we've always been extremely close. But she lost her confidence recently because, you know, I can't get her out and about as much as she used to. But we popped her in the chair and we took her out for Mother's Day. And she sparkled. What a
aww,
twinkler she was.
But isn't
that's
it funny?
Like, everyone that gets, this is where I think I get it from, because mum loves to get everyone's backstory to the point where she's asking people to sit and join us. And I'm going, mum, he's working a shift. Need all tips, right? So we went to this little gastro pub. She had fish and chips at staple for mum on Mother's Day.
She's got good taste.
And you know, isn't it funny though, old people, you know, I say old people, I don't mean it like that in any disparaging sense, but you know, we all work in this hurly-burly business called show, which is why we're here on the sidebar today, and we always age ourselves down. What age do, when you ask people of a certain age, do they start aging themselves up? Like mum was 86 last July, but she's been saying, I'm going to be 87 next year.
Oh,
she never
really?
Gives you the realisation.
Oh, interesting.
They age themselves up, don't they?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because when I was younger, you always wanted to be older, obviously. China,
yeah.
I want to be 18. Then you always want to be 21. Once you hit 30, I'm quite happy to start saying 28 now.
Yeah.
I'm going to start knocking down.
Stick with 25. I'm still 25.
25 is a good age to
be. Yeah, I loved being 25.
I don't know if we'll get away with it when we're 85. But God loves a trier.
God loves a trier. And we love you, Resi. You're getting away with it now.
Oh, thank you very much. It's all this makeup. That's what it is.
Thank goodness it's not a podcast. You look at least 2 weeks younger than the last time we met. Mum still likes a tipple, though, God bless her. So she had a little glass of Pinot from like 2016, which was
lovely.
A good year for her because it was the year she got out of prison.
Oh, did she do time?
No more than we are today on the sidebar. Bobby, how's your mum?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Lovely weekend. And yeah, massive shout out to all the mums out there.
Like, yeah, indeed.
It's such a special day. I mean, every day should be Mother's Day, bless them. Amazing people. But yeah, lovely to spoil Mummy Norris.
What did you do?
We had a lovely roast dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Love a roast.
What meat did you go for?
I did chicken and gammon.
Oh, nice.
Because
I don't eat lamb. Because I did a show a few years back called Celebs on the Farm.
Yeah.
And this, I don't mean to depress you all on a Monday evening, but this sheep had died giving birth to, what do you call a baby sheep? Oh, a lamb. Is it a lamb? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had died giving birth to lambs.
Yeah.
So obviously no mum, no milk. So I had to hand feed. And for some reason, the farmer called him Bruce. And before and after filming every night, I'd go and film Bruce, feed him. Sorry, I weren't filming him. That sounds like a completely different show. And when I left the farm, as a finalist, I might add. I've never ate lamb since because I think it's Bruce. I mean, Bruce is probably no longer with us, but I like to think that, yeah, I just can't imagine eating him. Do you know what I mean? It's a chicken and gammon.
I like to think that the chicken and the lamb you get in the supermarket are not the animals. It's like it's totally different. It's not the animals. Yeah. It's a different thing.
But and I mean, yeah. I know it's probably hypocritical because I still eat chicken and I know they're real things and I still eat gammon, which is a pig, isn't it? It's a pig. But a lamb, once you put a bottle in something's mouth and you fed it with a bottle, it just feels weird. So I can't go into a Toby.
Any more stories like this, Bobby, and I'm going to need that bottle of 2016 Pinot that my mother didn't finish.
Sorry, I don't regressed onto my dietary requirements.
We'll get back down the tinsel mines in a minute. We'll get back down the tinsel mines in a minute and talk all things like showbiz. Rezzy, your weekend in a nutshell, short version, please.
Took mum out for lunch, had wine, had cocktails, lovely time.
That's enough for me. Anyway, we're all together to discuss the weekend showbiz events. Obviously, what a week it's been. We'll get on to Celebrity Big Brother, which we chewed over relentlessly last week, didn't we, Bobby? And it turned out to be the gift that keeps on giving. But for now, let's talk about the Oscars. They all gathered, didn't they, at the Dolby Theatre, as always. For the 96 Academy Awards, pretty uneventful, as expected. Oppenheimer swept the board with 7 Oscars, including Cillian Murphy for Best Actor, who thanked all the peacemakers in the world. And Barbie won 1 for Best Original Song. Billie Eilish won the award for Why Was I Made? But it was Ryan Gosling, of course, who stole the show. And if you haven't had enough of I'm Just Ken in pink rhinestones, then have a listen to this. Well, he's got some pipes on him.
Isn't he,
definitely got some pipes.
That is such a pop, isn't it?
It's
such
impressive. It's impressive. I did feel I would have had an absolute bead on, a right river in my valley, if I'd been sat in the front row. I mean, it's bad enough when you get invited to these things. You get invited along and you think there's going to be some kind of audience interaction. Or they say when you're in the theatre, you might want to move your bag. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness me, right, they're all going to come down the aisles and all that sort of thing and drag me up on stage. But imagine if you were in the front row, one of those A-listers, and you didn't know the words. You know, I mean,
the shame
if you
luckily
didn't know the
lyrics are quite easy. I mean, as long as you know I'm Just Ken, I mean, yeah. I think you can get away with
there.
That.
Yeah. What I want is soap, though. I might reach out to him. Do you reckon it was probably custom made for him? That ain't off the rack. He ain't gone down River Island and picked that up. Stunning, no.
Yeah,
I look lovely
good,
in Cerise, if I do say so myself.
It's a good colourful.
Yeah, I can imagine it would suit you. Yeah.
I could wear it to the NTAs this year.
Yeah, you could.
So if you're listening, Ryan, and you don't want that whistle anymore,
hand it over.
Reach out.
A bit of Cerise sateen for you.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It's
lovely.
It's a bit of me.
Well, there's nothing to you, Bobby. You can get away with something sheer.
Thank you, babes.
Yeah,
well, definitely pull it off.
And rhinestones as well. I think it just adds an element of glamour.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A little bit of camp, because I don't really bring much of that.
No, you don't.
I
mean?
They
you
call
really
me
don't.
Butch Bobby nowadays.
Is
so
right?
Just to remind people, I'm going to just leave a trail of sparkles and diamonds wherever I go.
Never mind, Barbie, let's bring out the Bobby.
I'm just Bobby.
Yes, exactly.
That Ryan Gosling, he's been asked a lot if he was going to be performing that song, and he kept throwing people off the scent, didn't he, and saying no. I kind of got the impression from him that it's because he didn't want to perform it. Almost like he was embarrassed to perform it, but I don't know why, because he embraced it so well.
But I think that's part of the shtick as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that's part of the shtick. And it was very knowing, I think. And it was the moment. And frankly, I think it was one of the moments from the past few years of the Oscars. It was a celebration of all things Barbie. And, you know, he knows his stuff. You've got to have some cojones to stand up on that stage in front of millions of people.
Oh, my gosh, can you imagine?
In the auditorium and do that.
But, yeah.
You know, because, I mean, it was, you know, it was like a karaoke, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't very polished.
I think everyone was really expecting a lot from it as well, because there's been all this talk about him performing that night. So even more pressure, I think.
And it exceeded all expectations.
It did.
And talking of big cojones, we nearly saw a couple of other big balls, didn't we?
All right, let's talk about
this is when I would have wanted to be on the front row. Yeah. Richard don't want front row seats. I absolutely would have wanted to be in front row for this.
Well, you would have asked for the envelope, please.
Absolutely.
For the uninitiated, obviously. We're talking John Cena, of course, wrestler turned actor. I've glanced across him once or twice. In fact, the last time I met him was in January in the bowels of Television Centre, but but he was
fully
clothed. So,
I think that's so different.
I know. furious. Still in the hands of my lawyers. So John took to the stage, of course. It was a bit of a skit, a bit of a nod to a streaker who actually streaked way back in 1974 at the Oscars. And instead, John Cena went on, apparently buck naked, with the envelope, please, that you would gladly have asked for, I'm sure, Bobby, to reveal even more.
He knows me so well.
You've got John Cena on stage presenting the costume award. I mean, yeah, you've got to have some spirit, haven't you, to do that. But you've also got to look like that. So I didn't realise that this was a phrase. And Bobby, you know I love Mazumba. I like to get to the gym as often as I can. But I've yet to get that tapered V shape that is the envy of
I feel like that's quite hard to achieve, though, isn't it?
It is
like
very
you literally
hard.
Have to be so strict with what you eat to be able to get that chiseled sort of...
I mean, it is his job.
For sure.
That V, I mean, I do love that V. They call them... The gutter.
Is that what they call it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, so the rivulets of sweat when you're getting a glow on in the gym all just go down there.
I mean, he's Adonis. He was made by gods out of a piece of concrete just chiseled to...
Oh. Yeah, it reminded me of the stretch Armstrong I used to have fun with when I was a kid.
Oh, see, I had Barbie. I never had a
Barbie.
Stretch.
Me too.
Are you shot? Richard nearly fell off his chair then.
Right, you having a Barbie.
I really liked that moment with John, though, because I know it was a bit of a joke looking back from, was it 1974, I think, in the Oscars? Yeah. And David Niven handled that so
David Niven,
when the streaker came out on stage and he mentioned about his shortcomings. So I thought it was really funny that they recreated that. But I did look up this morning just to see what John was actually wearing underneath the envelope, because I was like, surely he didn't just go out with nothing on. And he had, it looked like a tiny little cup that was just taped on at the front. That was it. Tiny little cup.
Let's not labour the word tiny. He did have to get up there practically naked in front of millions of people. That must have been quite a leap of faith for you, as to a deep dive on that.
Oh, I was just curious. Just researching for the purpose of the podcast, you know.
All for work.
That was it,
all
really.
For work.
Yeah, of course. Hard day in the office.
he could have worn one of my schlong thongs. I mean, a lot of people know over the years I've worn some questionable swimwear.
This is true.
So
you
I
have.
Could have sent him my old schlong thong.
Your
maybe you should have
thong.
A schlong off.
Schlong off is always better than schlong on. Oh, yeah, it would have been a good year. I would have flew to LA just for the show.
For
do you know what I mean? A bit of Ryan in a pink suit dancing around.
But do you feel like it's almost like going to see Magic Mike with Ryan Gosling, then with John? Yeah.
Yes.
Lovely.
Ideal
lovely
night
Sunday
out.
Night viewing.
It was a great night out. Yeah. Killed some audience interaction there, wouldn't you, Bobby?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't she, though?
Something I did see, actually, was going back to the Ryan Gosling thing, I noticed this morning that there was a video that was posted of him on the red carpet holding hands with someone else that wasn't his wife. And loads of people have been like, who is this woman? So I obviously had to look that up as well. His sister. He was on the red carpet, but holding hands with his sister, who's like a fully grown woman.
So I don't... Why?
I'm not sure how I feel about
that. I mean, I don't have any brothers or sisters that I know of. so I couldn't comment on that necessarily. But I understand why people sort of leap all over it before they do their own deep dive and realise that it's actually a family member. But I don't have an issue with him holding hands with his sister.
I just find it weird. I think if I've got an older brother, and I think if I was to take him to a red carpet event, I can't imagine myself walking down the red carpet holding his hand. I don't know. I'd like arm in arm, maybe, totally fine. But when it comes to like holding hands, I don't know, I feel like it's almost a little bit like Angelina Jolie vibes. You know, like years ago when she turned up with her brother, gave him a kiss, went up on stage to accept an award, and then suddenly said, you know, I'm so in love with my brother right now. And everyone was like, huh? This is so weird. It was obviously not as extreme as that, but it was that sort of vibe. I don't know. It creeped me out a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because I don't find that sort of thing uncomfortable. I do know it. We've all had experience, haven't we, on the red carpet? Me interviewing and also occasionally being invited to frock up as well. And they're nerve-wracking events. I mean, I know someone like the Oscars is obviously much more choreographed than some of, should we call them, the cluster flusters that we've all been privy to over the years. And I was out in the Oscars a couple of years ago just doing a countdown to the main event itself. And this was before they had the champagne carpet last year, didn't they?
Which and it was wrecked within 20 minutes.
I know.
And it just didn't look the same, did it? It's not
another
the same
bead
as
on,
carpet.
Just looking at that getting dirtier and dirtier, praying for a lather like the BAFTAs the other year when they got the shaken back out. But so they replaced it with a normal red carpet this year. They have, which I think is great, which I've never seen done in this country, not even in BAFTAs, unless it's eluded me so far, is they have the touch-up tent. Which is right at the beginning of the red carpet. So once you've got out your limo and all that sort of stuff, before you
walk your frock up the carpet or your best bib and tucker for the fellas. You go into the touch-up tent and you get your powder.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. If I go out to meet friends for dinner, for example, I would have done my hair and makeup at home. I get in a car to go there. And as soon as you get to the venue, the first thing I would normally do is go to the toilet and do a little touch up anyway. So, yeah, why not? I think that's a really good idea.
And I always have a glow on. I don't think the spotlight is a natural home for me walking those carpets. You're always on a little bit of a knife edge.
I get a little glow up. I would have got straight out of the car. I would have gone into the little touch up tent and hopefully John would have been in there with his little one below.
getting his full body makeup
done.
We're
going to give each other a little touch up. Do you know what it is? I don't know if they still make them, but used to get like this blotting paper because, like you, Rich, and I don't know why I get it. I got a lot of sebum in my face.
But those sebaceous excretions, Bobby, at the risk of giving everyone listening another visual, keep you young, fella.
Oh, completely. This is why everyone thinks I'm 26, 27.
Yeah. A loose
you
26.
Mean you're not?
Yeah.
Back to my original point about it not being a podcast. Yeah.
But yeah, you could just kind of blot. It's the T-zone, isn't it? But why is that not made it
I would go through papier poudre before a red carpet event, like it was 3-ply toilet tissue. You know, peeling off page after page.
But there's times we've had to use tissue out like the toilet roll and then sometimes it all disintegrates on your head. But we need one of them tents. When you rock up at the O2 for the NTAs, it used to always be January, you could be there in sleet or snow, and that's like one of the long red carpets over here in the UK. But I think now it's September over there, but even then, if you're near the Thames, Anyone that lives in London, you get blown around.
That's it.
To have a little bit of Elnet or other brands are available, just spray that air, a little bit of bronze, push yourself down the red carpet, and then go and get yourself a cheeky warm Prosecco when you get through the door.
Palpably relieved that the NTAs now are in the autumn, which I used to always frock up with my papier poudre, which for the uninitiated, papier poudre, they used to be these little things we used to get from the lately lamented body shop, where they were just like little beige squares, no bigger than the size of stamps, really.
Yeah.
And then you just blot.
Oh, you must have needed loads of them for those size of a stamp.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's one of my favourite red carpets, actually, the NTAs. When the NTAs shifted from the beginning of the year, when it was always Baltic, to the autumn, when everybody gets back from the showbiz world off their gin palaces or a flying flop on the Costas or possibly
Dubai.
Just centre parks.
Yeah.
Or Dubai in your case. Bobby, you know, it's like everybody gets back together for the first time, that first red carpet at the NTAs. And I think people genuinely do enjoy that carpet.
The NTAs were actually the first red carpet that I ever did interviews on.
Go on.
It was a really long time ago. Yeah, really long time ago. I just started working in television. I was a runner. So I was working on a show with Vanessa Feltz, actually. So it was her other half at the time. He was going to do the red carpet interviews and I went along with him. And I just had no idea what it was going to be like. First of all, I was really stressing about what I was going to wear. Doesn't matter what I was going to wear. I'm a runner. And it was freezing. It was so cold. I remember thinking I had a really nice outfit on. Should have bought a coat. I didn't realise you have to be on the red carpet for so long before they lock it off, before the celebs turn up.
Yeah.
Hours and hours. I was really surprised about that. And we had, it was for Channel 5, so we had a tiny little section and next to us was ITV, so they had quite a big section and it was really funny.
So it's really funny
elbow our way through to trying to steal off their interviews. But it was amazing. And the guy that was doing the interviews that I was with, Ben, he did it for a few hours, then he had to leave, and then they were just like, right, you're up, like you can stay and do these interviews now. And I was like, oh my gosh, a little old runner there trying to do these interviews. It was amazing though. What an experience.
Good on you,
just
babes.
Not what I thought it was going to be.
Do you know what we don't have in the UK, apart from the touch-up tent, which I think we should put forward, actually, for
NTAs
and for every award show, but we don't really get the famous goodie bags that they give out, especially the Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Aren't they ridiculous, aren't they?
I'm obsessed. Every year, I almost want to know what's in the goodie bag more than I want to know who's won the actual award.
Yeah,
because I don't care about half the awards. I'll keep it real, but I want to know what's in that bag.
Well, I didn't come anywhere near the goodie bag when I was doing that countdown to the Oscars a couple of years ago. I did get to sample some of the fodder that the stars were going to be chewing over or basically just fingering, which is why it's called finger food, because I would imagine very few people eat at these events anyway, because you're either a bag of nerves or you're trying obviously to keep your powder dry in every sense.
Yeah, that's it.
So Wolfgang Puck, you know, a very famous chef, so I had some of his nibbles, better than your average vol au vent. I mean, they were lovely, and I had a little tiny chocolate, you know, gold Oscar statuette and stuff like that. I mind swept those and brought those back, obviously, for the
lovely.
Gold kids. They went down an absolute treat. Never come near the goodie bag, though, which is probably kept under lock and key.
Oh, well, I bet.
So, £140,000 worth of goodies, apparently.
That's
in
mad.
That's a house in some parts of the country. Yeah.
Unless you come in here just to keep your own powder dry because you can't afford your heating at home, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, I need one of them bags. I think that's worth more. I don't know how much people would sell their trophy for. There's no one on eBay.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, can you not sell them?
Yeah. Yes. You can't sell your Oscar. I think you have to sign some paperwork, or there's some sort of rule where you're not allowed to sell your Oscar, that you can sell it back to the Academy Awards for like $1. That's it.
I'll have to remember that when I get mine. I mean, I wouldn't sell it. It's going.
It's coming, babe.
It's going in the downstairs toilet. Oh my God, it's completely coming.
Yeah. No, there was someone. I can't remember who it is. What an actress was saying that she kept hers in the downstairs toilet and it started to go green around the bottom. I can't remember who it was that said that. So she had to take it out. Now she's got it in a cupboard in the garage of all places. At least put it on the fireplace. Come on.
So Oscar was oxidised in the loo below stairs.
Probably from the toilet bleach in the air and the Febreze and everything
else. I could
help
her out. If I got Bobby's special box of cleaning products, give me 15 minutes with that. I'll get my cloth out and a couple of little potions I've got. I'll have that gleam and you'll see your face in it.
There you go.
She had to contour her face in her Oscar.
Bobby Norris, the only man you need around the house when you're on all fours doing your chores. You can come and do my skirting boards if you want, Bobby, with your little box of tricks.
I am happy when I am clean. Do you know what? I find it so therapeutic.
Really? What cleaning?
Oh my God, happier than a dog with two dicks. If you give me Sephora, a scourer and a J-cloth, I'm loving life.
You find it cathartic.
When are you free to come round my house and clean is the question.
Whenever you want. I put a podcast on, obviously the sidebar. I'm on my hands and knees cleaning.
Well, I'll tell you what does need a buff, because after 30 years in the business, the only gong I've come away with is my Specsavers Newcomer of the Year Award.
Which sits
pride of place on my desk at home. I mean, it's a thing of beauty.
Did you get a goodie bag at that, though?
No, I didn't. I might have got a discount on some new bins. Yeah, I might have got some discount on some new bins.
Only a discount you won the award. And I couldn't even give you a pair of frames.
Do you reckon that some of the actors and actresses just go to the Oscars just to get, even if they're not nominated, do they still get a goodie bag, actually?
No.
You have to be nominated.
Got to be nominated. Yeah.
Interesting. Because I always thought as well, because there's so much stuff that goes in that goodie bag, in my head I was always thinking, how do they carry all that stuff around? But actually it gets delivered to their house, doesn't it? I'm assuming.
But I don't think you walk out with
you won't
it and
walk
get
out
in
with
your
a ginormous box.
Yeah, it's not like it's under every chair.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because you'd show and go, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Show and
Apparently
go.
You had three holidays in it this year, just in case one weren't enough. Three holidays.
Yeah, let's talk through those. Swiss Chalet.
Lovely.
One holiday at a Swiss Chalet, another
you could
at
take
a holistic.
10 people, I think, to that.
Wellness
Happy
retreat.
Days.
For 7 days and a 3-day break in St. Bart's.
Lovely.
That's like going to Marbella, I think, for America, though. They all go to St. Bart's.
Yeah,
just off to St. Bart's for the weekend. It must be a couple of hours away. What else was in there?
Well, I'm just going through it. It's interesting. Contains skincare products, microneedling treatments, liver pills, a £1,402 kitchen wine cooler.
Wine wouldn't
last long enough in my gaff. And a 1,400 quid portable infrared grill as well. I mean,
you get a lot of bang
for your buck.
Do you know what I found really weird? There was a vegan dog food in there. Yeah. Now, to me, only in Hollywood to have a vegan dog.
Yeah, I
where
know.
Where are we at? I can't believe this is what the world's come to. Vegan dogs.
There was a 24-carat gold bath bomb once. I think that was a couple of years ago. That would be quite nice, I think.
See, that's my
I'd love
kind
to bath
of,
in 24-carat gold. That's when you've made it.
Love a little bit of gold. I had a gold facial once.
Did you? What was that like?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Are we going down your self-care route like we went last week?
Here we go. Oh, dear. Don't love a face mask.
We do love a face mask. Well, everyone loves a tickle building up to the Oscars. They start very early, don't they? And who can blame them? Because with all eyes on you, you need a bit of a glow on, don't you? And I think it's really important. You know, I mean, it's very easy to give people in the public eye a little bit of a rap for indulging themselves in all these sort of treatments. But when you think about it, if all eyes are on you, you've got to look your best. Otherwise, people won't be interested in what you've got to say.
Oh,
the
you
focus
absolutely
is always
would.
On what you look like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I go out for dinner with my friends or if we've got a birthday party, the routine is always something along the lines of a nice face mask in the morning. I like to exfoliate. I bleach my teeth. Long bath just to relax, moisturising, tanning. That's just to go out for dinner with my friends. I think if I was going to the Oscars, where millions of people are watching, the pressure that's on you, the scrutiny you must get.
Bobby and I will applaud you on your efforts today, Resi, because I've turned up here straight from the gym with the right sweat on. You look magnificent, Bobby. You're never knowingly undersold or underdressed when it comes to the sidebar.
Bless you.
Right, I think it's time on that note that we took a little ad break.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, mall parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to the Sidebar. One story that did pull focus, though, this weekend. We were talking about Mother's Day, and since we're talking about giving things a little bit of a tickle, obviously the Princess of Wales has issued an apology because this lovely picture of the family was put out to celebrate all mums, and obviously it's the first time that we'd seen the Princess of Wales with the family post her recent procedures. The photo was withdrawn from various platforms because it didn't meet certain standards, and she's admitted to sort of playing like any artist, any photographer, with the image, and I suppose giving it a little bit of a polish, for want of a better expression. I mean, yeah. I feel for her, to be quite honest, because we've all done it. I remember when I worked on magazines and they first introduced this idea of, you know, you could do it on your own computer if you like. And I sat there with the art editor, Jake, on this magazine called Inside Soap, and I said, I'll put my picture in, right?
That.
You remember that, right? So I was there for the launch, Bobby, I'm that old. And I said, I'll put my picture up like that. And, you know, you started fiddling with all the tools.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, because you do a little bit of shading under the eyes, a little bit of contouring, and by the end of it, I'd gone from sort of this junior writer, you know, slightly blousy with frosted tips. I looked like Liberace by the time we'd finished tickling with it, right? So once you go down that road, and of course it's completely different day and age now because you've got those filters at your fingertips, haven't you?
Yeah.
But I think
it's
the sad thing was that she's actually come out and apologised. Like, she hasn't done anything wrong. So to kind of do a public apology, I mean, I'll hold my hands up, and I think there's a lot of people out there, whether it's a filter or there's certain apps out there that won't be named, where people do a little bit of smoothing. Mm. I've smoothed myself a little bit in photos before.
Yeah, of course.
I've never gone as far as kind of snatching in my waist or making anything bigger or smaller.
No.
But I've definitely kind of, gave myself a little smooth. And I mean, I love a filter, I'm only human. But Kate, do you know what? If you want to sit there getting well on the sofa, in your pyjamas, on your phone, I mean, I don't know this is how she done it, but I just imagine that she ain't feeling well. She's got a bowl of tomato soup. I don't know what she's watching. Maybe Lou Swimming. In her dressing gown. And she's just face-tuning her photos.
But the thing is, it wasn't... The thing that baffled me is that the picture was released, and when I looked at it, I was like, there's nothing wrong with this photo. It's a nice picture of her and her kids. But then when I read the comments on Twitter, loads of people were like, her hand's blurry. And I looked at the picture and I was like, is it? And then I zoomed right in and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, yes it is. You really have to have eagle eyes to be able to spot it. But apparently so many people have said that there's so many little tweaks on this picture, they're now calling for the original picture to be released so they can see what's happened. Because it's weird as well, because it's just the weirdest things. I mean, if she was like smoothing out her skin or making her teeth whiter, sure. But it's like a hand that's blurry.
See, that's what I mean.
I'm just like, what editing
has
happened
when it smudges very easily.
Yeah.
The other one for me was that tree in the background, the flora and fauna in the background was pulling focus. Because apparently it shouldn't have that many leaves on it this time of year.
It's out of season.
My camellia's been in full bloom since January because it's been quite a clement winter, right? So anyway,
but
you know what it's like.
Do you think they should release the original picture, though?
I think she should do what she wants. And I think, Kate, honestly, bless your heart, darling, don't feel the need to apologise to anyone. If you want to have a play about with your photos, you play about. And I mean, let's have it right. She's the future Queen of England. She probably ain't got that much time on her hands to master, like, filtering her photos.
I can't imagine that she was the one that was sat there editing it, though.
Do you not think? I mean, especially if Shane Bell, this is probably the first time the poor girl has had a chance to sit and kind of have a play around scrolling through Instagram.
Well, after knocking back that 2016 Pinot with my mother on Mother's Day, everything was a blur, frankly, when I looked at that picture. Let's talk Sharon Osbourne. So, Resi, I know you were completely hooked on the sidebar like so many people last week. We chewed over the launch of Celebrity Big Brother. It did not disappoint. Millions of bums on seats. We're loving it. I know that you, Resi, are absolutely addicted, just like me
I
and
am.
Bobby, right? So Bobby and I were saying, yep, Sharon, Mrs. O, she's going to kick her slim backs off for 500 grand and she's going to throw a few people under the bus. Well, no one was quite prepared quite how many people she was going to throw under the bus. By the end of the week, it looked like we were going to need quite a big bus.
Yes.
But she certainly did disappoint, did she, in terms of the magic that she brought in her own inimitable style. Here she is kicking off with James Corden.
When my friends talk about people they know or people they've met, we always take the mic and say, oh, if you drop the names, I'll pick them up for you.
I tell you who does that. James Corden. He does that all the time. Yeah. I go to him. I really like your shoes. And he goes, yes, Stella McCartney. I'm like, I didn't ask you who made them. I just said, I like your shoes. But he constantly throws out names.
He always does.
When he got to America, he was, you know, played the LA game really well.
Kissing all the right people.
Oh,
Anna Wintour. Mm, 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 mm.
Oh, she loves him.
I know that, yeah.
Loves him. But who loves Anna Wintour?
Exactly, Anna Wintour.
I think she's the C word.
Yes, she is. And Ellen DeGeneres.
So, and then of course she moved on to sort of say to the one and only Adele, there is not a pedestal big enough for the wonderful Adele, you know, basically alluding to the fact that she's a bit of a Mockney. Well, she didn't hold back.
I know. She is amazing. Sharon is TV gold. The thing is, I think when you go onto a show like Big Brother, you have to be, if it was me, I would try and be so careful about who I was talking about because television's such a small world. You never know who you're going to end up working with. Sharon just doesn't care. And she doesn't need to care either. She's just gone in there and just thrown everyone under the bus. And it's amazing. It's so good to listen to.
And to be fair, Rosie, Sharon is like that regardless of whether the cameras are on or off.
She doesn't give a toss.
But, you know, she will call it what it is.
She'll tell you what time it is. And that's why I love her. And that is why she's the ideal Celebrity Big Brother housemate.
Yeah.
And I'm just gutted she's now left. I bet the producers at Big Brother are crying backstage.
Yeah.
Because I think she's gone now. She's gone. She's packed her probably Louis Vuitton
she's
bag.
Out.
She's out of here.
She's out.
I'm mourning the show now because love her or hate her, I mean, and she sparks opinions and people. I mean, look at us. We're talking about her. Social media. Everyone's talking because she will say what she thinks. And I love that she'll call people out.
Yeah, me too. I think it was really interesting listening to her and Louis talking because you wouldn't normally have access to those types of conversations.
No.
That's like them at the X Factor in the green room having a little catty chat backstage.
But I think
we got access to that.
Yeah, I don't think Louis realised that Sharon's room had cameras in. At first, I was thinking, bless him, does Louis think this is like
that's
off camera?
That's a good point, you know.
I think he generally thought that was like a dressing room and there was no cameras because the way he's talking to her is exactly how he
works. It's like that, yeah. The thing is, I think with Sharon, she's been so good and now she's not there. People are so outraged that she's not there anymore. Apparently there's like a GoFundMe page set up or whatever it is to get people to donate money to pay for her to go back in.
This is brilliant. Having a whip round to get Mrs. O
back
in
the
house.
But I feel like she left at a good time. I think you want to have your mic drop moment. You want people wanting more. And if she would have stayed in there longer, maybe we wouldn't all be chatting like this about her. I'm not sure.
Louis the gift that keeps on giving as well. We did say that he's one who speaks as he finds. Mm-hmm. And they also had a wee chat about Simon Cowell as well. Have a listen.
It was the first year of The Masked Singer and they asked me to do it in America. And I said, I can't because I had Simon. So then they casted it. And then when Simon, well, he didn't call, but when they called and said, no, you're not doing it. I'm like, I missed a huge gig. That's why I was furious. Because do you remember that year? Everything in the press, they're old, they're this, they're that, young blood.
Yeah,
and I went mad when they told me.
You.
So Sharon and Louis and Simon, the conversation's out there now. Never mind the GoFundMe to get Sharon back in the house. What price to get the three of those two together on primetime telly?
That would be amazing. Can you imagine?
I wonder what Simon thought of it. I wonder if he was sat there watching it with his wife and was like just watching him coat him off.
Do you reckon he called his stylist straight away and was like, we need to change up my outfits?
I absolutely think it's going to make him do it even more. Again, I think he's actually quite similar to Sharon in the sense that he doesn't seem to care. I think you get to a certain point in life, whether it's an age thing or a success, he ain't bothered whether you like his clothes or not. Simon's going to be all right. Do you know what I mean? He's probably got a lovely few houses scattered around the world. He's got a lovely motor on the drive, probably six. He don't care if you like his shoes or his belts.
But I would be fuming, though. If I was Sharon and the Masked Singer had approached me to go on there and you've gone, no, sorry, I've got a contract with somewhere else, and then suddenly that gets cancelled and it's not even him that calls you up to say, look, I'm really sorry, we've decided to change up the judges on the panel. We're not going to go with you this time. Got someone else to do it. I would be absolutely fuming.
Yeah, she's
can
lost,
you imagine?
She's lost some coins there. She can
she
kind
really
of
say, has.
And she ain't spoke to him since, she was saying. And I think Louis said that he ain't spoke to him since X Factor days.
Yeah.
But you would have thought that they all seemed quite close on that panel. I mean, obviously, I know it was always spoke about and rumoured years ago that Sharon and Danny Minogue.
Oh, they
didn't
used to
really
whip it all
on.
Up into a frenzy, didn't they? The papers and stuff. I used to love that money shot at the beginning of the X Factor of old back in the day when it was like a proper rating street sweeper. There was no one out on Saturday night because they were all tuning into it.
Yeah.
And you'd wait for those doors to open up.
Yeah.
And they'd come through. They were like rock stars.
I know. Me and my uni friends all used to come round to my flat on a Saturday night before we'd go out on a night out, and we'd all have like pre-drinks and watch the X Factor. It was like the big thing to do.
Oh my God, I loved it. I used to order a Chinese. I'd sit there with a special fried rice. I'd have some chicken bowls, lovely bit of sweet and sour. And yeah, that was me absolutely sorted. Sat there watching X Factor.
Yeah.
Oh, throwback. You don't get Saturday night TV like that really anymore.
No.
Are we saying we're available for comment if I could be looking for a trio to front the latest shiny
Simon, floor
offering?
Simon, if you're bringing it back now, Louis absolutely slagged you right off. I don't mind sitting on the end of the panel.
Do you know what? I've actually been really surprised about Louis and how he's come across in the Big Brother house.
Go on.
I've always really liked him. And he's not, I know they always say you should never meet your heroes. Mm-hmm. He's come across as a little bit catty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be a little bit nervous being around him in case he'd say something bad about me. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he almost, I don't know whether he's doing it because it's Big Brother and he's playing the game, but I feel like he's stirring the pot a little bit.
It's great value. It's just great value.
It is
value.
Good value.
I'm intrigued to see how he is. Now Sharon's packed up her bags and got in her Uber. I want to see how he reacts, because he's kind of always had her to hide behind. Do you know what I mean? I want to see how big his balls are on his own.
Yeah.
So come on,
Lou. I think it'll be a different story.
Do we have our eyes on a winner yet? But Bobby's resignated sigh there, literally like,
Do you know what? Just let me grieve Sharon Osbourne for a few days. And then I'll come back to you with a potential winner. But
it's because she's such a strong character, I think. It's really hard for anyone else to stand out around her.
I would have loved her to have been there the whole time. But like you say, it would have got to the point she would have been slagging us off on the show. She would have gone.
That's it.
She would have done everyone in Hollywood.
She'd
be annihilating the UK. But good booking. Even for 5 days, she earned her money.
As well as Celebrity Big Brother and the Oscars choking my feed over the weekend, if you'll forgive the expression, it was friends of mine who found themselves at a certain gig. And not often do I feel like muting very good friends, but when they've been in the same room as Kylie and Madonna on the same stage, just in case you missed those headlines this weekend, then the little green-eyed monster may have just peeped out from under my duck-down duvet. This is the moment Madonna and Kylie, our two worlds collided.
I would like to introduce a very special guest who is going to come up here and sing with me. Her name is Kylie Minogue.
It was a gay wet dream.
So Kylie was joining Madonna on stage for a surprise duet during Madge's celebration tour at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. And that was to celebrate International Women's Day. It was a joy to behold. I don't know what sort of manifests in a room when you get Kylie and Madonna together, but I think we certainly heard the energy. Busy week for Kylie, with a couple of dates in Vegas and obviously the Brits and grabbing that Global Icon Award as well. And then she is with the Material Girl on stage. I mean, you just pop along to see Madge and you think you've peaked.
Yeah. And then Kylie rocks up. Like, literally, this is like the gay Super Bowl. There were gays out there screaming like this. I can't begin to tell you how iconic this is to have them two on a stage together.
Oh, it's amazing. When I was younger, I was so obsessed with Madonna and Kylie. I used to have their music on cassette. I used to play it all the time in the living room and just jump up and down. Like, I loved it. So to have the two of them on stage together is just next level amazing.
And not just on stage together, but singing I Will Survive before slipping into Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Name something gayer. I'll wait.
You'd have collapsed, Bobby, wouldn't you? I'd have been stepping over you to get to the front.
I'd be dead. I would just be, yeah. I wouldn't have been, even to get the ticket to see Madge on her own. And then if I clocked Kylie, just even in the audience, having a little bop, I'd be like, oh my God, there's Kylie. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's...
But for her to get on the stage and start seat like, nah, thank you, babe, life made.
Well, just in case you missed it, let's have a little musical interlude. Yeah. Let's blow the fluff off the stylus and revisit that moment. Bobby, Rezzy, sometimes in life there are no words.
That was amazing.
No words.
No words. There doesn't need to be words. If 2024 ends now, the year is absolutely made.
Yeah, so, yeah. Mic drop moment.
Shout out to Madge and Kylie. Thank you very much.
Just when you thought Ryan Gosling's pipes were all you needed at the Oscars, you've got Kylie and Madge sharing the same stage. Now, finally, this week, spare a thought for all of us who've ever been invited onto those quiz shows, celebrity versions thereof, whether it be The Weakest Link, whether it be The Chase. I'm trying to remember all the shows on which I've completely died on my... And all for charity.
So,
Ramesh Ranganathan, OK, host of The Weakest Link, asked Helen Flanagan, of course, formerly of Corrie and The Jungle, of course, we know her well. In geology, the White Cliffs of Dover are principally formed from what substance? Chalk or cheese? And Helen answered, cheese. Now, my palms are going clammy just reading that because I feel for the girl. I really do. When you're on these shows, sometimes you just want the ground to open up because you think you've had your briefing chat with the producers before, you've told everybody, you know, your areas of expertise or they're familiar with your work, and then you're thrown a curveball like that. I mean, come on, we've all been there, right?
Bless her heart, because it's so easy to sit at home on your sofa and shout the answer out. I mean, I think even under pressure, you would know that the Cliffs of Dover weren't made of cheese. But it's that split second after that the shock on her face when she's told she's wrong. She's so shocked she's wrong in that split second. She could have swore it was made on cheese, but I've absolutely been there and can feel her pain. I've done Tipping Point twice with your mate, the lovely Ben Shepherd.
The lovely Ben, well, he invited you back twice, I only
twice.
Did it once.
Lovely. I think he felt sorry for me. So it's filmed up in Bristol, so I mean, they do send a lovely motor for you. Sit in this beautiful car for about 4.5 hours all the way to Bristol from Essex. Both times I've got there, I've been on set about 7 minutes. First round, straight out both times. I mean, you get a lovely Jo Malone candle and some flowers, but it's potluck the questions you get because I got something about American politics. Well, I'm not good with English politics, let alone American. And then the man next to me got something to do with Disney. Well, I would have absolutely smashed that.
What princess
had a pumpkin that turned into a coach? I was like, that's a gay question.
I think it's really hard when you're under pressure as well. My mind goes completely blank. Years ago, I did a run through of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And I'm so rubbish with questions.
It was
with Chris Tarrant, and they revamped the show and they wanted to try out a few new things. So I offered myself up as a contestant. I did really well.
No.
Really well. I got so close to the end. I can't remember how much money it was, but I won quite a lot of money. Even he was surprised. He was like, how have you got this far? I'm just like, I don't know. I was just making guesses.
Well, if you were going, it weren't real money.
I was just, I know. I was like, maybe I should do this for real. Because I would be that person, like Helen, that would say something really silly, like cheese. Although, clearly, she obviously meant it. She actually thought it was made from cheese.
If you haven't seen it, guys, I mean, it's all over social. And there's an article on the Daily Mail, and they've got the actual clip. But, yeah, just look at the reaction. It's, like, literally a split second after he's, like, chalk. And it's like you told her name was Brian.
Yeah.
Like the shock on her face. Iconic. Moment of the week.
It's really funny when people, like, I had a friend once at uni, and I remember we were talking once about getting on a flight, and she meant to say about jet lag, and she called it jet leg. And we were like, pardon? And she was like, you know, when you get on a, you know, long haul flight and you get jet lag. And I was like, what's jet lag? And she was like, you know, that thing for you get in your legs from being on a long haul flight. I was like, no, you're getting this all mixed up. It's jet lag and it's from the time difference. But we just thought it was so funny. Oh, poor girl didn't live it down.
No.
So poor Helen.
There are many moments. I mean, Bobby, and Rosie, do not do any deep dive on my moments, because there's been so many over the years.
I'm definitely going
to
do
that
now.
There's a couple that immediately spring to mind. And you mentioned Ben Shepherd, of course. And I was doing this showbiz item and I was talking about 50 Cent, the rapper. And I called him 50% throughout the entire item. And they let me hang there, you know, like one of those cartoons like Roadrunner where you're hanging off the side of a cliff. God bless them, much as I love them. They left me hanging there. And about a couple of weeks later, the same thing happened. And I went on and I thought, I've got to rattle through all these festivals and who's performing at what. Well, have you ever seen Kazabayan in concert?
No.
Kasabian, clearly. And you know, yeah. You have that auto-cutie moment where you go, right, yeah, and Kazabayan are playing. And Kate's ferreting around looking for a brief on some hitherto hidden country that she's not across. So it's happened to us all, Helen. Don't worry about it, my love.
Yeah, absolutely, all been there.
Well, that's it for the sidebar this week. Thank you, Resi. It's been lovely having you here as one of my sidekicks. Bobby goes without saying, in fact, the phrase, there are no words, once again, springs to mind. And thank you for listening as well and joining us on the sidebar today. Email us at thesidebar@mailonline.co.uk. Comment on Spotify. You can send us a WhatsApp or a voice note on 07796 657 512. That's 07796 657 512. And don't forget to start your message with the word sidebar. Give us a follow and a 5-star review. Be rude not to. It does make the world of difference. And don't forget, sidebar, or it didn't happen.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, the show that takes you inside the lives of our biggest celebrities.
And in this season, we're talking about a fashion icon.
Oh, I just threw this on.
A muse, a mother, a supermodel who defined the 90s.
It's not me, is it?
It is, of course, Kate Moss. Think parties, rock star bad boys, more parties.
It's a wild ride.
Follow Terribly Famous wherever you listen to podcasts, or listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our hit series, Everything I Know About Me, is back for a brand new season. And this time, our guest needs no introduction.
Of course you find me, Darren!
But here's one anyway.
Hi, I'm Gemma Collins, and this is Everything I Know About Me.
If you think you know all about Gemma Collins, think again, because this is the GC as you've never heard her before.
It's been exhausting.
Unashamed.
And I was really heartbroken because I was pregnant and he was having an affair.
Unfiltered.
I have had an operation as well years ago. I have a designer vagina. Yeah, baby. I don't have camel toe.
Unbelievable.
And then they advised me you need to have a termination. And, yeah, I remember that being really stressful.
Everything I Know About Me with Gemma Collins is out this Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.